AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Normandy, 80 years after the D-Day invasion during World War II, President Biden says it was an example of working together.
What the Allies did together 80 years ago far surpassed anything we could have done on our own. It was a powerful illustration of how alliances, real alliances, make us stronger.
The president moved to today and Russia's war in Ukraine.
Ukraine's neighbors will be threatened. All of Europe will be threatened. And make no mistake, the autocrats of the world are watching closely to see what happens in Ukraine, to see if we let this illegal aggression go unchecked. We cannot let that happen.
French President Emmanuel Macron says his country will provide Ukraine with its Mirage combat aircraft. President Biden says he will not pardon his son, Hunter, if he is convicted on federal gun charges. Hunter Biden's brother's widow, Hallie Biden, testified today in Delaware. They had a brief relationship after Beau Biden died. Hallie Biden testified about the moment she found a revolver in Hunter Biden's truck, describing how she put it into a leather pouch and tossed it into a trash can outside a market near her home. The AP's Lindsay Whitehurst reports this is about whether Biden lied about using drugs when he applied to buy a gun.
Prosecutors say that Hunter Biden marked the no box when he should have marked yes. His defense attorneys, on the other hand, say Hunter Biden didn't consider himself an addict of illegal drugs at the time of the purchase.
7 migrant smuggling suspects have been arrested, 11 migrants hospitalized after a law enforcement sting near San Antonio, Texas. Palestinian health officials say an Israeli strike on a school sheltering displaced families in central Gaza killed at least 33 people, including 23 women and children. Stocks finished mixed. This is AP News. Spain will ask a UN court to join South Africa in accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza.
Speaking in Madrid, Foreign Minister José Manuel Álvarez made the declaration after what he said was weeks of consideration. Spain is the first European country to take the step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in late 2023. It alleged that Israel was breaching the Genocide Convention in its military assault that has laid waste to large swaths of Gaza. Mexico, Colombia, Nicaragua, Libya, and the Palestinians have already requested to join the case, currently being heard at the court in The Hague, Netherlands. The court has ordered Israel to immediately halt its military offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, but stopped short of ordering a ceasefire for the enclave. Israel has not complied and shows no sign of doing so. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.